Welcome, friends. I'm Shahe Jurgen, and this is Landmark Q&A. At Christian Landmark, we believe the Bible holds the answers to life's greatest questions. Today's questioner asks, was Judas present when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper? This is an interesting question which deals with the issues of Bible chronology and harmonization. Bible chronology is the process whereby events are placed in their proper sequential order, and Bible harmonization looks at different accounts of the same event and combines them for a full picture. These two efforts can be at times challenging, but they are extremely helpful in studying and understanding the Scriptures. If we learn the chronology of an event or series of events, we can better interpret their meaning. For example, in Matthew 21, Jesus is challenged by the leaders of the Jews concerning his authority. By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority, they asked in verse 23. Now, why did they interrogate the Savior in this way and at this time? The answer can be found in a simple survey of the chronology of the preceding events. On the previous day, Jesus had cleansed the temple for the second time in his life on earth, driving out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturning the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, according to Matthew 21:12. Also, the day before the temple cleansing, Jesus rode into the holy city of Jerusalem, receiving praise from the masses who shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Matthew 21:9. This outraged the Jewish leadership because Jesus did not rebuke those who were praising him. Knowing about these events and their chronology explains why the Jews accosted Jesus. If we understand the chronology of an event or series of events, again, we can better interpret their meaning. And also, when we harmonize different records together, we get a more full and complete picture. For example, the night in which Jesus was betrayed and arrested, he was paraded before six different trials. First to Annas, then Caiaphas, then the Sanhedrin, after that to Pilate, then Herod, and finally again back to Pilate. Now, no single gospel record includes all six of these trials. You have to look to all four gospels, but when you do, you get a full and complete picture of that night as the events transpired between the Lord's arrest at Gethsemane and his ultimate execution at Calvary. Now, to answer today's question regarding the presence of Judas during the institution of the Lord's Supper, we need to look at the chronology and harmony of the gospel records as they each give unique information regarding Jesus and his interaction with the apostles in the upper room. There are four pertinent chapters: Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and John 13. Unlike Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are sometimes called the synoptic gospels, John does not record the Lord's Supper. However, he is the only one who specifically mentions the departure of Judas. So the challenge is to match up the order of events in the Synoptic Gospels with John for the proper sequence. Jesus and the 12 have gathered together after sunset in the upper room the day before the Lord went to the cross. After the disciples disputed about preeminence, Jesus washed their feet. Following this, they all sat down to eat the Passover meal. Listen to what Matthew records as to what happened next. Matthew 26, beginning in verse 21. Now, as they were eating, Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" Jesus said to him, "You have said it." Now in the next verses in Matthew's account, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. So with Matthew alone, we don't have the full picture. Now all we need to do is simply add John's record. John writes in John 13, beginning in verse 21, "When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, 'Most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me.' Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask him who it was of whom Jesus spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, "Buy those things we have need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. And look very carefully now at John 13 and verse 30. Having received the piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. Matthew and John both record the bombshell news that one of the 12 would betray Jesus. They both record that Jesus would give a sign as to who the culprit was, the dipping of bread. However, John expounds upon Matthew, adding that as soon as Jesus handed the bread to Judas, he departed to meet with his co-conspirators and to lead them to Jesus that they could arrest him in secrecy. After the traitor exited, Jesus instituted the memorial supper, and knowing his time on earth was drawing to a close, he said to the 11 remaining apostles, "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer." I'm Shahid Jurgen, inviting you to join us next week for another question answered on Landmark Q&A.